What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because mm-hmm. they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, PodcastOne.com, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
What's happening, everybody? This is the official Lakers podcast. I'm your host, Mike Trudell. Super pumped to be here, flanked by Aaron Larstool. You ready to go?
I'm ready to go. Let's get it.
I think the Lakers will be a top 10 defense.
Can you call in your shot again? A team that has two stars, or two superstars in this case, as LeBron and AD, can sometimes cancel each other out. But I think they're both good candidates for MVP.
I really like the way that this team just feels to be around. Mm-hmm. It's a very clear message. It's two stars in LeBron and AD, and it's everybody else that's on board.
The relationship that is developing between those two off the court and on the court, their cohesiveness on the court, I think in this case, this is a special case that the two of them will enhance each other as opposed to taking away from each other.
Be sure to rate, subscribe, and leave a review.
Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Broadcasting from the Mercedes Man Cave. All 3 hours, it's free.
You know what that reminded me of, actually? Do you remember when you were mean to Jake?
Celtics could really be the team to beat this year. I mean,
wait, Jake, don't overreact like this. You're better than that.
I'm just giving my opinion like I'm supposed to.
I know. This is Dan Patrick. Welcome to the program. Final hour on this Tuesday, Dan in the Den. It's Dan Patrick Show. Fritzy's out today. We hope he's feeling better. And the rest of the gang is here. Seton's here. Paulie's here. McLovin's here. Yours truly. The boys in the back are here. And you can watch on YouTube, youtube.com/TheDanPatrickShow. And thank you for the feedback here. As I said yesterday, this is a new adventure for us. This is just basically us out on our own after we got our separation papers from AT&T DirecTV after 10 years. And we were unemployed for, I think, 2 days over the weekend. And there was no celebration for me. It was just waiting to get all the papers signed and make sure the Danettes were taken care of. But, you know, it's exciting, but it's a little scary at the same time. But what we're doing with YouTube, being able to give this to you, and we're hearing from a lot of people around the world, which is interesting because people who were here who may have moved elsewhere outside of the country, they never got a chance to watch the show. And on YouTube, you're able to do that. People will listen to the podcast. The podcast and radio show, not changing at all. Our great partners at Premier and our affiliates now numbering 362 around the country. But glad to have you aboard, and give us your feedback there. Got some new angles here, new cameras, and hopefully some new bells and whistles here. But we're excited about it. Just got this from Wyatt in Bangram, Thanks flipping over to YouTube, so now I can watch you here in Afghanistan. When will you and the Danettes be coming out for a USO tour? If the military can help arrange that, and I wouldn't rule it out. Let's put it that way. If there was a way that we could go there, you could go to Afghanistan and entertain the troops there. At least we'd try to entertain the troops there. But we need to look on the map where Bagram is. Why it in Bagram, Afghanistan? McLovin, can you look at...
Are they Bengals fans in Bagram? That would make Joe Burrow. I don't know. Todd.
What, Fritzy,
man, you're really struggling today, dude.
Yeah, what are you doing? You don't have to act like Fritzy.
Bagram? The Bengals?
No.
Well, I don't know. What
do you have what Fritzy has?
What, do you think they're Titans fans in Bagram?
No, I said find out where Bagram was.
Okay,
in Afghanistan.
Bagram, Afghanistan.
It had nothing to do with the Bengals.
South Bagram, North Bagram?
South Bagram, Indiana, yeah. They're a Notre Dame fan.
Man.
I kind of love this. It's like we're in a body switch movie, and all of a sudden Todd is taken into Andrew.
Are you Lindsay Lohan or Jamie Lee Curtis here?
It's Bagram, yeah. Not even Bagram.
Yeah,
so they're
Bagram.
Definitely not Bengals fans.
Andrew's got no underwear on. He's looking at pictures of girls also.
Are you okay, McLovin?
What? Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay, all right. I just thought you got a little sensitive there.
Oh, I'm fine.
Okay. I thought you were acting like Fritzy as well, being a little sensitive there. And I
you know what? We should go there, though. That would be awesome. If we could figure that out, that would be...
To Bagram.
That would be
Bagram,
so sick.
Bagram, Afghanistan. No, I'd be honored to do that.
For sure.
Absolutely. I'd be honored to do that. All right, phone calls are welcome. Reggie Miller will join us coming up in about 15 minutes. And... We still don't have – it's a game of musical chairs with quarterbacks, but there's not enough chairs for everybody to sit down. That's – we're looking at all this speculation here, but you start to look and go, well, if that happens and then that happens and then that happens, but wait, what happens to that guy or that guy or that guy? And it feels like the Raiders are still interested in Tua. I don't know if Tom Brady still factors in there, but I think it's going to come down to – probably the Titans and Patriots for Tom Brady. But we have two more weeks of this, and I caution you that understand we're trying to separate fact from fiction here, just so when we tell you something, we hope that we're not adding gasoline to the fire or just, hey, you know, I'm here. Remember when the people actually thought the Giants would be interested in Tom Brady? And I went, why? I mean, it's nice, but why? You got a new coach. You got your quarterback. You got your running back. You're good. Tom Brady is not winning in the next 2 years in New York. But you had all these people who they want to run with something, and we choose not to. That's why we separate fact from fiction, or the best that we can. Instead of going, you know, I'm hearing. I just want to tell you if I have something that adds something to the story. I'm hearing Tom Brady, the Patriots, or the Cowboys. Remember how silly that was? They're going to tag Dak Prescott, and they should tag him, give him the exclusive tag, pay him $33 million. Let's see what he does this next year. Let him bet on himself. Maybe he makes even more money. But if I'm the Cowboys, I'd tag him back-to-back years. Because your window of opportunity might only be two more years, maybe three more years at the most. And then you pay him? Now what do I do with all of the other players that I'm going to lose here? You know, Kansas City, dynasties are really difficult to maintain when your quarterback is going to be making $35, $40 million. And Kansas City is going to find this out with Patrick Mahomes. I'm not saying take a hometown discount, but I'm saying don't be surprised if you don't have a dynasty because you didn't take a hometown discount. Yeah, Paul.
Going back to the Cowboys, I still think the decision to sign their running back for all the money is what's hurting them now. Puts them in a position where they can't pay Dak Prescott. They should have franchise tagged their running back for a couple of years for $10 million a year. You know, he doesn't want to show up, he doesn't want to show up.
Yeah, I don't want Zeke Elliott for the next 5 years. But it's too late. You already got him. Because I have an offensive line that is so good, I think I can find a running back. And then, once again, I can get a running back on the cheap for maybe $500,000 who can put up similar numbers to Ezekiel Elliott. He was great, but, you know, I would move on from the running back position after 5 years. And that's, you know, Carolina's now looking at the possibility, and I say the possibility, of do they trade Christian McCaffrey? What are you going to get for Christian McCaffrey? You know, you're not trading a quarterback, you're trading a running back. If you're a running back, the system is flawed. We've talked about that. Because of all of these positions, what they go through, they should be paid second behind quarterbacks. But it doesn't work that way anymore. And you can get a running back. Christian McCaffrey, what's he going to bring in return? Now, he's a draw for a variety of reasons. You know, a white running back, he's extremely talented, got some charisma there. But who's going to trade for him? And what do you want in return? If you said, hey, Bengals, we'll give you Christian McCaffrey and another first-round pick, we want Joe Burrow. Okay, now at least I see where the logic is of what you want to do. Okay. I mean, I'd be interested in that because Carolina is in a rebuild right now. Christian McCaffrey's best years are now going to be in a rebuild. The next 2 years, maybe 3 years, and then are you going to give him a big-time contract? Yeah, Paul.
And he's more expensive now. Basically, the Panthers got his first 3 years for not cheap, but at least a rookie deal.
Yeah.
He had 403 carries last year. Yeah. Any team that traded for him would get him 1.5 years under contract, then they'd have to pay him. He's not tradable.
And he's going to want some big-time money. Speaking of money, John Arand of the Sports Business Journal had a report that ESPN has reached out to Peyton Manning. This after CBS reached out to Peyton Manning in case they weren't going to re-sign Tony Romo. And they, of course, brought back Tony Romo. Now the mothership reaching out to Peyton Manning, offering something in the range of $10 to $12 million. If you're Peyton Manning and they bring that contract, like if I'm Peyton Manning's agent, I'd go, no, you must be want to talk to Eli. Because Peyton's not signing for $6 or $7 million a year less than Tony Romo. Not happening. Just on principle alone, you wouldn't do that. If Tony Romo gets 17 or 18, Peyton wants 19. And I understand that from his perspective. Because Peyton is the one who started all of this going to the line of scrimmage and telling you what was going to happen. Or calling plays in accordance to what was going to happen. But, yeah, that's just the latest. Clippers Thunder coming up tonight, 76ers and the Lakers. That could have been tasty, but it's not. The NCAA leagues are making plans for games with the coronavirus. I mentioned yesterday that the next big event is March Madness and the Final Four in Atlanta. What kind of preparations will the NCAA make when you're putting, 80,000 people into a stadium? Do you see where the NBA is encouraging its players to give Dap not a high five because they're worried about spreading germs? Seriously. Yeah, Steve.
Do they think that more germs are going to be spread while shaking hands or while all handling the same ball for several hours?
That is your point there, yeah. Do you wash your hands every time down the floor? Like, do they have moist towelettes or Purell at each end of the court? Yeah, Paul.
Any chance this can end the horrendous tradition of people slapping five to people every time they shoot a free throw, whether they make or miss it? I mean, I'm against the virus.
If the coronavirus can do away with that, then
one
I'm
good
okay.
thing to come from
yes,
it.
Yes, if there's one good thing and it does away with, you just missed a free throw, let me give you five.
Right.
You made one, I'm going to give you five.
It's free. Why am I giving you five for completing a free throw? You should make it.
Yeah.
And if you need the support of me to make it, then that's even worse. I've been on this hill for a long time.
Thank you. Oh, I hate when we celebrate something that you're supposed to do. My God, you made a free throw. Give me some doubt, man. That's unbelievable.
We saw that coming. Yeah. Nice work.
Man. Well, given some of the shooting percentages here where you go, hey, give me some of that, man. Hey, that's awesome. You've hit 6 out of 10. Yeah, Paul.
Maybe that's a rule. If you're 59% or below at the free throw line and you make one, you get Dap. But anyone over 60%, no. You know, because then you deserve encouragement. Mm.
I got some Meat Friday songs as well that I want to, including one of my favorite new artists. Remember when I had the Post Malone weekend? I had Post Malone and Lizzo weekend. and that's all I listened to because I was with my daughters. This is Jake in Delaware with his Meat Friday song, Post Malone. Reggie Miller's calling, it's me Friday, better fire up the trigger. But that golden road doesn't have as many bricks as that smoke shot. Got a play of the day, but stand back the grill is hot, 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 hot. I'd be losing teeth like old-time hockey, man, I'm grilling like a rock star. Back row going stuck, it watch my glove and drink his glasses with a meatball. Stay right in your lane, don't speak of Green Day ever at all. Smoking all the meat and beating trash feels like Astros baseball. DP!
Hi, I'm Kirk Cousins for the Minnesota Vikings. 6'4", 235.
That's Jake in Delaware. That's well done, Jake.
Well done, Jake.
Well done. Great, great song there. Great song. Is that Circles? Is that the song Post Malone does?
That's one of his songs. Yeah, I think that's.
Would you take off on that? Yeah, that was good. Here is Sarah and Jason in Ohio with Creed.
Well, I had just born a new pair of grill. It seems my meals have gone a change. I threw out the gas. Charcoal thugs, see Dan and the boys gather round their plates when I was wild. Wood fire, ribeye. Welcome to me Friday. I'll show you every state with mouths wide open.
That's Sarah and Jason in Ohio. That's really well done. Creed. Yeah, Paul.
I think I could get Scott Stapp to sing that. I think we could reach out.
What is Scott Stapp doing?
That's my point.
Okay.
All right. I think we could
get Scott Stapp to come in studio to sing the Meat Friday song with mouths wide open.
Oh, ha, ha.
Ted in Florida joins us, and we'll take a break. Reggie Miller will join us. Hi, Ted. What do you have for me today?
Hey, great show, Dan. 510, 205.
Yeah.
I spent 9 tours in Afghanistan. I was there right when the war started. It's Bagram.
Bagram
Airfield is what you're talking about. Yes.
Okay.
It's 43 miles northeast of Kabul, the capital.
Yeah.
It sits right at the base of the Hindu Kush Mountains.
How would we do over there?
Well, since we're trying to pull all the troops out, if you fly over there, you may see like about 50 planes headed past you going the other direction. So
that's not a good sign, though, Ted.
That's right. We're trying to get people out of there, Dan. We really are.
Yeah, I saw where they're trying to get as many people out of there as possible. But where is there another military base that maybe we could go to?
Not really. Not that there's used to be a couple down south that were equally as operational, but the Taliban have taken them over. And, you know, you got the capital in Kabul, but, you know, it's really you got the Afghan government, you got the United States government involved, you have the Taliban involved. But the person who's going to make a decision about U.S. guys coming home is the government of Pakistan.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You don't hear that mentioned much.
No, you don't.
But the Meat Friday songs, Jake in Delaware, did you ask him what he was wearing?
I did not.
Because he's from State Farm, I think.
Oh.
He's cooking, man. He's cruising.
He was.
He had all the knowledge, the military stuff.
Why are people going all Fritzy on me today? Like, Fritzy's not here, and then people want to try to substitute for
him. A tribute, I think, for Todd. In his absence, people are stepping up.
I know. All right, let me take a break. Reggie Miller will join us next year on the Dan Patrick Show.
Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you can save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com. Once again, it's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. geico.com.
TurboTax believes taxes shouldn't be so complicated and daunting. People do amazing things every day, so it makes no sense that they should feel like they can't do their taxes. Look at me. I'm a genius, right? If you hear me on the Dan Patrick Show, I have so much trouble with my taxes. But that's why TurboTax provides you with tools and encouragement you need to do your taxes with ease and confidence. For instance, TurboTax Live features CPAs on demand, which gives you access to certified tax professionals anywhere and even on nights and weekends. With CPAs on demand, you get easy access to an actual real-life CPA or EA for tax answers and advice, who can give you answers and advice to help you make sure you get the best possible outcome. And with CPAs on demand, expert help is tailored to you and your particular tax situation. So you'll never, ever feel alone or stuck when you're doing your taxes. TurboTax Live with CPAs on demand helps you get your taxes done quickly and easily so you can get back to all the other amazing things you do every day. TurboTax. All people are tax people. That's TurboTax. Remember, if you're amazing at other things, you can definitely be amazing at taxes as well.
He's Reggie Miller, and you're not. The Hall of Famer turned sports NBA analyst joining us on the program. How are you?
I'm doing well, Theodore. How are you doing?
Everything's good. All good. All good. No complaints. We were just looking at somebody who – have you seen this video on the internet where you got a couple of guys who were doing their Zion Williamson impersonation?
No.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good.
No.
It's so funny. Like his movements, his hands, everything. It's great. It's really, really funny. And we were watching. He's got the mannerisms down with Zion. And I was also any reason to criticize LeBron, it feels like. And after that game, the fact that people were critical of LeBron because he wants to mentor the young players in the game. What world are we living in that all of a sudden LeBron is showing weakness or something by wanting to mentor these younger players in the game?
It's absolutely crazy that people, first of all, they have too much time on their hands to get advice about this game from LeBron James, one of the all-time greats, one of the Mount Rushmore-type players, for him to give words of encouragement, how to navigate your career. I know people are always going to think that he has ulterior motives because, of Rich Paul and the whole agency, but I think it's unbelievable that, number one, he's taking time. No one knocked Kobe.
No.
When Kobe was, working out with guys and doing all this. So why does LeBron get all the hate all the time? I just don't understand it.
Why?
I really don't.
I don't know why he's so polarizing. Do you
know? It kind of started with I'm taking my talents. But even before that, being on the cover of Sports Illustrated at, 16 or 17, saying the chosen one, when you still had MJ in the game, I think that kind of turned people off a little bit.
But he didn't choose the cover calling the chosen one.
No, he didn't.
Now you can say the king.
He didn't choose I am the king. Yeah, he didn't choose that, right? So with the king comes the chosen one.
All right.
Okay, it was a little bit self-imposed, but he gets way too much hate for doing so much for the game and helping these young guys out. I applaud him, man.
And help me understand this, because soccer started this where soccer stars would exchange jerseys after a match. It's called an exchange. JaVale McGee asked Zion for
an exchange. He took. He stole. So, there was no barter here.
Well, but I don't think Zion asked for JaVale's jersey.
What's he going to do with JaVale McGee?
Well, I know, but it seemed awkward that here's JaVale McGee, who's, 10 years, 12 years older than Zion, and he says, can I have your jersey? And then Zion doesn't at least go through the motions and say to JaVale McGee, do you want mine?
I think Zion may have forgotten. I think he may have forgotten. Look, back in the day, there is absolutely no way I would have asked MJ on the court, can I have your jersey, dude? But I told our ball boy, hey, go down there and ask. I said, ask if MJ would sign my jersey. And it took 2 hours. He's like, well, he doesn't know if he's going to sign it or not. I'm like, oh, God, this dude's going to get me. So I had ball boys go get MJ, Magic, Larry Legend, I believe Charles. You have a ball boy go do it before the game or after the game. I don't know if I could do it in center court and buddy up and, hey, I just – not after trying to, like, take you out the air because I don't know what's going to transpire during the game. So I don't know if I really want your jersey anyways. So that's why you would try to do it before a game.
Jordan made you wait on purpose, right?
Of course he did. You know he did.
Now, did Jordan ever ask for one of your jerseys?
Do you think Jordan
just has Jordan's jerseys on his wall?
I think he may have Larry Legend and Magic. I think those may be the only two jerseys that MJ might have, is those two. He doesn't have Isaiah. Bad blood between the
Is there still bad blood there?
I think so.
God.
I think. But wasn't that great basketball?
Yeah, but that's 30 years ago.
Yeah, but you don't let go. Well, I don't let go. I love MJ. I respect MJ. It's hard to let go, man. It's hard to let go.
Yeah, I just don't. Man, asking for a jersey is.
Yeah. Well, hold on. Asking for a jersey, that's okay, but you got to get something back in return. JaVale, you got. I mean, Zion was like, hey, you want my jersey? Okay. He didn't even, like, look at him like, what am I going to do with JaVale McGee? Now, if that was Pam or Paula McGee, he'd be like, okay, well, what?
Oh, boy. Hey, did you notice people picking up on the LeBron MVP bandwagon? That didn't take long after we talked about that.
It's funny because I got into a back and forth with one of our production guys, you know, because he texted me and was like, are people watching NBA basketball? Giannis should be unanimous MVP. I'm like, what? No, absolutely. He'll win. Again, Giannis will and should win the MVP. Let's state that for the record. But I think it's going to be closer than people think because what LeBron is doing, number one in his 17th year, leads the league in triple-doubles, and people say, well, triple-doubles don't mean anything this year. I was like, in his 17th year, he's leading the league in triple-doubles. And his team has the second-best record, and they're playing in the better conference, in my opinion. That's why I think it's going to be closer than people think. And to your point, and you mentioned this last week, the sentimental vote as well. Because he has four MVPs. You could make a case he could have five or six, right? Just like MJ should have won it every year. You could make a case LeBron should have five or six. I think a lot of people are going to vote. And you've got – we see the Lakers on national TV twice a week. We never see Milwaukee, right?
Yeah.
So I think those are all factors in where I think it's going to be a closer vote. I still think Giannis wins the MVP, but it's going to be closer than people think.
Hall of Famer Reggie Miller joining us. What game do you have this week?
Toronto at Golden State. Hopefully, Steph is back playing. He was supposed to play Sunday. He didn't. So possibly he plays
Thursday
for us, yes.
Would you have him play if you're Golden State?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes. Right. Not if you're Golden State. If I'm Steph and I'm healthy, I want to play. Has nothing to do with Golden State. I know there are precautions and all that. But if I'm healthy and I can play, as a player, I want to play.
What do you make of Kevin Durant saying he hasn't ruled out in the 2020 Olympics playing? He hasn't played this year with the Nets.
I think it would be a good test experiment for him to see, though. Because I think he's going to be ready to go by May. Maybe June.
Can the Nets tell him no?
I'm sure they well, hey, they're writing the checks. I'm sure they could. But look, we know KD's going to do what he wants to do, right?
Yeah, but I don't want him playing right now. It's like I didn't want him to try to come back this year.
No, he shouldn't come back this year. No.
Yeah.
Not right now. They're currently, I believe, in the seventh spot. So, what, you're looking at Toronto, possibly Boston in that first round right now. I think they're tied for 2-3. No, I wouldn't come back. And Kyrie has – no. Don't come back this year. But Olympics are when? In August?
Yeah.
You're twiddling your thumbs, and all you're doing is working out and playing and scrimmaging, you know, 3-on-3, 5-on-5.
I don't know. Just get a little nervous with an injury like that, trying to come back and test yourself. I'd rather.
You could be coming down a flight of stairs and do the same thing on an Achilles. You can. So we can't. Hey, take off the kid gloves.
76ers and the Lakers, what could have been, the fact that the artist formerly known as the 76ers. So.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Well, again, how long do we know Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid out, right?
We don't. And, you know, I just think the whole Ben Simmons back injury was caught a lot of people by surprise. And I think I even said to you, I think he got hurt in the All-Star game.
All-Star game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know the severity of that. And then you got Embiid, who already had a bad back, and now he's out with another injury. But I don't know. It feels like the 76ers are either going to shock us or they're going to flame out quickly, and then all of a sudden there's going to be decisions that need to be made in Philadelphia.
Well, here's the bad thing for the Sixers. They are a terrible road team.
Yeah.
And currently they're in the sixth spot. So you're going to have to start on the road.
How does that happen, though? A team that good at home is that bad on the road?
And with those type of players, to me, arguably one of the best starting fives. So it's a little head-scratching. You've got one of, if not the premier post player in Embiid, and a 6'10 point guard. So for them to have only won 9-10 games on the road is a little bit shocking. So you would have to start on the road, come to playoffs, and they've been atrocious. So, but then again, it's the East. So if you're Philadelphia, right now that third spot is Boston, and Boston is balling. So it's Boston, Toronto, they're flipping back and forth. Maybe they're saying they're not scared of Toronto, but Toronto, I'm telling people, wake up, championship experience.
All right. I can always say, hey, Reg told me first there.
That's right.
I saw where Trevor Ariza was not going to fall for the nutmeg by Trae Young and gave him a forearm shiver. I loved it from Trevor Ariza's point of view. It's like, no, young guy. You know that I'm not here for your amusement.
And I love it. I'm wondering what took so long for someone to do this. Because he's been embarrassing a lot of guys. Now, normally you get big guys on that, right, when they, you know, hedge out or strong show on those high screen and rolls. But to do it to a wing player, and a wing player of Trevor Ariza's stature, a guy that's, you know, 10-plus years in the league, he's a champion, won with the Lakers, he ain't falling for that, and nor is he going for that. I like it. Just like, here's the thing, I know everyone's talking about Giannis and James Harden, the back and forth. Man, where's my popcorn? I want more of this. This is what the NBA needs.
Yeah, but
I like the jawing back and forth, you know, criticizing each other's games. Two former MVPs going at one another. Yes, thank you. I'm here for that.
Yeah, but it started out entertaining, and then all of a sudden the Greek Freak says,
personal.
Hey, I'm just going to go home and spend time with my family, get a good night's sleep, and be with my child. Like, that's not the trash-talking that we want. We needed a little more than that, Reg, because it started out by saying, I didn't draft James Harden because I wanted guys who were going to pass the ball. And then Harden comes back with, boy, it'd be nice to be 7 feet and just run and dunk, and that's all you do. I have to learn the game of basketball. And then that's when the Greek Freak should have come back and said something about Harden, and he says, hey, I just want to get a good night's sleep and go home and be with my family and my child. That's not trash-talking.
Would you want to be the first one with the dig, which Giannis was, or the counter? What do you want? I like to be the first digger. I got in first. All you're doing is responding to me.
Yeah, but I'm a counter puncher.
I like it.
I don't get in. I don't go early, but I'll go often after that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, look, the game that followed that trash-talking was 41-20.
Oh, I know.
His first 40-20. So I think that was his counterpunch, right? Oh, so all I do is dunk? 41-20. There's your counterpunch.
I don't hold grudges. I squeeze grudges. I put a tourniquet on them. What's the longest grudge you've ever held?
I don't hold grudges. I don't. I really. It's not good for your mental health.
But you don't have one against Michael Jordan.
No, absolutely not.
Okay. Well, I don't want to start something.
I'm just, I get up more upset at myself.
Because?
Because we had chances. And when you just, I just replay a lot of things in my career against them and the Knicks. Not just MJ, but you just replay. I'm more upset at myself.
Do you have nightmares? Do you have nightmares?
No, not nightmares. I just stopped recently having basketball dreams.
What do you mean?
I used to have them all the time of, you know, my career and playing and situations. So that has kind of subsided. It's torturous, man. At times it can be torturous.
Well, give me what are some of these nightmares?
They're not nightmares. They're just like situations, you know, of playing against MJ, playing against Kobe. You know, in the finals, you know, things that we could have done differently, things I should have done differently. You just replay things in your head. That's all. Sometimes it's good therapy to kind of dream it out or think it out. And other times you're like, just shake your head, like, what could have been?
I still have nightmares about showing up late on SportsCenter.
How many times did that happen?
Never.
Like, did it? It never happened, but you just showing up late. And you mean Oberman's like 10 minutes into the show and he's like, where's my partner? Is that what you're, is
no,
that what you mean?
I don't know what it is. It's, I can't find the classroom in college, which was really by design. I don't know why it's a reoccurring nightmare, but getting to SportsCenter or not being able to write the show in time to get on the air, that has stayed with me, and I haven't done SportsCenter in what, 14 or 15 years, but man, it's there. It's always there. Like, do you ever have a dream where you're showing up late and you don't get to the arena in time or the game starts without you? Did you ever have that?
All the time.
Yeah.
All the time. Or like I couldn't tie my shoes the right way or my uniform was left somewhere and the jump ball and I'm looking at the coach. That happens all the time. All the time.
We need therapy, don't we?
We do.
A little bit.
I really do. I love our lives. Seriously, I do. But you and I, we've been through a lot. And it's good that we have one another that we can bounce things off. Theodore.
Have you had surgery?
Yes, I had it on my ankle. The only surgery I had two. One on my ankle and one where Otis Thorpe busted my eye. I had an orbital fracture and they had to put a plate in my eye in 96. Yes.
Why have I had far more surgeries than you?
Wait, what surgeries have you had?
I've had...
And for what?
I've had five knee surgeries, and then I had another one for a replacement knee. When you have... When you're a jumper, and...
First of all, I was never in a defensive stance where my knees would go bad. Neither were you, so I don't know where you're getting all this.
No, you could have stopped it. I've never been in a defensive stance, Reg.
Hey.
Okay, so my left knee, I've had six knee operations. I had my shoulder redone, had hand surgery, eye surgery, broke some bones there. Like, if you play hard, I'm the Matthew Dellavedova, I think.
Stop it.
And that's what happens. I play hard.
Stop it. No. No, you're, no. No. These are like skateboarding injuries.
No, they're not.
These are old skateboard injuries that you're probably going through.
I know. So Thursday night, you're somehow going to make some magic. You're going to request from the Warriors and Steve Kerr that Steph Curry play.
Please, Steph, play. Just 20 minutes. 20 minutes. That's all we're asking.
Yeah. And why don't you have Klay Thompson sit in with you during the broadcast?
That would be awesome if Klay, come on down. Kevin Harlan and I would love to have you.
Great to talk to you again, Red. Safe travels, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Theodore and my Danettes, the best in the biz.
Or something like that. Thank you, Reg. That's Reggie Aloysius Miller, Jr. III. Phone calls, sports history, poll update, and what's in store tomorrow. All of that coming up.
Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you can save. It's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today. That's GEICO.com. Once again, it's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today, GEICO.com. Hey, listeners, just wanted to take a minute to thank all our great sponsors and all of you great listeners for supporting this podcast. We certainly couldn't do it without either of you. And I wanted to remind you that you can support our sponsors by going to our show page at podcastone.com, clicking on the Support This Podcast button, and there you will see all our wonderful sponsors that help make this show possible. Thank you for downloading, subscribing, and, of course, supporting. And now back to the show.
At this day in sports history, final results of the poll question.
If you were the Washington Redskins, would you rather have Tua Tagovailoa or Dwayne Haskins? 84% Tua.
Yeah, but that's the unknown. We've seen Haskins in an NFL uniform in NFL games, and Tua we don't know about. But, you know, Tua considered a better prospect coming out of college than Dwayne Haskins was. We have another Meet Friday song. This is Jackie. She didn't say where she's from, but she is singing Sarah McLachlan.
Spend all your week waiting for Meet Friday to arrive, for a steak that will make it okay, and piles of bacon.
Sarah McLachlan.
In the arms of Meat Friday, pour yourself a beer.
That's nice.
Powerful.
Very nice voice.
Haunting.
That's a strong finish.
I'm not that familiar with Sarah McLachlan.
Oh, that's a big song.
Was it?
Yeah.
Is that the one they do when they're showing adopting
all the dogs?
Pets? Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. So that's where I'm familiar with it, I think. This Day in Sports History, Paulie, what do you have?
It's kind of a light This Day in Sports History. The only good one was 1974, George Foreman knocked out Ken Norton. But This Day in Movie History, the greatest arm wrestling movie in movie history was released this day in 1987.
Is that Over the Top?
Good guess. You guys nailed it. Over the Top. Remember, he turned the hat backwards.
He meant business right
there. He's trying to get that a new truck for himself.
Yeah.
Right? Wasn't that the prize of the arm wrestling tournament?
I never saw that.
This awesome truck.
Yeah, I never saw that.
You never saw Over the Top?
No, I didn't. Missed that one. Have there been any other arm wrestling movies?
There's no Over the Top 2, which is nuts because Over the Top.
Over the Topper.
Yeah.
Over the Topper.
Made some good dough.
Did it?
I got Over the Top making $18 million at the box office.
What it cost to make is the question.
$17 million for Stallone and another million for HGH.
Wow. Whoa.
Oh, no.
Hey.
I didn't say steroids.
No. Didn't he get performance-enhancing drugs sent to him on a movie set? Was that Stallone that happened to?
But it's not illegal, right, if you're an actor. Seems necessary.
I don't think it's against the guild rules or something.
Yeah, I'm a member of the Screen Actors Guild.
Like Warner Brothers did not have a testing policy.
I don't think that anybody goes, random testing, Stallone, Schwarzenegger.
We just flagged Michelle Pfeiffer.
Matthew McConaughey and Michelle Pfeiffer. What? And Steve Buscemi. Come on in.
We're really missing Todd's Mick impression right now because somehow that would be worked in right now.
Yeah, Rocky Strainer. Something crapping lightning or something. So I forget that word.
Rocky, rock. It's just, Fritzy sounds like he's in pain.
You catch that chicken, you Italian.
You crazy Italian.
I just like how red Todd's face gets when he's doing it because he's got his one eye and he's all like,
you gotta eat lightning and crap it, my kid.
Patrick Mahomes was on Sirius XM NFL radio, and he was asked about staying in Kansas City, which I didn't know that was in doubt.
I'm optimistic just to be able to be a Kansas City Chief for a long time. I think the best thing about this team and this organization is as they handle things the right way and they do things the right way. And so for me, obviously, I'm optimistic of getting that contract and extending it and my time in Kansas City. But I'm going to just go about being who I am, just like I have since the beginning, since I was the backup until now. And that's to go out there, love this game, treat people the right way, and all that stuff handles itself.
All right. Yeah, they're going to pay him. Question is, when does he get paid? If you're Kansas City, when do you start those negotiations? You're waiting for the CBA. I'd be curious what Dak Prescott's going to get. If Dak is asking for 35 or more, then it is conceivable that Mahomes is going to start at 40. I thought all along that you do, you know, is it going to be 5 years for $200 million, maybe more for Mahomes? Because he can ask for whatever he wants. It's the guy after that. So what's Deshaun Watson get after Mahomes gets that? And if you're Watson, you want to wait until Mahomes gets paid to then you go in and go, well, I'm better than Dak. Maybe not as good as Mahomes. But I'm somewhere in between. How about we do a crisp $39 million, $38 million or something like that? But this changes franchises. McLovin, what did you learn today on the program?
Chris Sims says being a lefty quarterback is not that big a deal, but John Gruden still yelled at him.
Yeah. Seton O'Connor.
Still down the toddler, unfortunately.
You're still?
We're still down the toddler.
Oh, yeah. We're still missing. Yeah. Todd's not here today. Paulie?
Your Dayton Flyers a little too close to the sun.
Yeah, I think so. Third in the nation. What did I learn, McLovin?
Reggie still dreams about basketball.
What we learned brought to you by True Car. You can go to True Car to build your car and compare models by options from discovery to pricing to reviews. Get everything you need with the new True Car. Do what McLovin did. He used True Car. Thanks for joining us. Seton, Paulie, Fritz, and McLovin, yours truly. This has been the Dan Patrick Show.
Podcast One has some exciting news. It's official. Our shows are now available on Spotify, and it's free. We want to make it super easy for you and your friends to listen to our podcasts. And joining Spotify allows us to be in even more places for fans to find us. If you're already listening to music on Spotify, you can now listen to our podcasts in the same place. If you're not on Spotify yet, all you have to do is download the free app. That's right, no credit card necessary, and simply search for our shows to start listening.
Napa Know How. Now at Napa, get a free Chase Elliott racing hat with any $25 purchase. Set of brakes? That'll cover it. New battery? Hat worthy. Replacing an air filter? Then adding on wiper blades and headlamps just to break $25? Chase approved. So get what you need and a free Chase Elliott hat. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How. Napa Know How. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Offer ends 3/31/20.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, Strawberry Banana and Tropical Burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
The fully electric EQS sedan from Mercedes-Benz is innovation on a magnificent scale. Available with the epic 56-inch touch-sensitive hyperscreen. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.